This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1559. Are you a giving person? How to talk about generosity in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Would you give someone the shirt off your back? Today, find out how to talk about generosity in English with some key words and expressions, and find out if someone can be too generous.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Good, Michelle. How's it going? How you doing?
Good. Good. Yeah, good. Everything is good over here. Lindsay, is it important to you to try and be a generous person?
I mean, for sure. When it comes to like things like going out for food with people, I like to try to offer to pay when I can, or just not to worry too much about nickel and diming people. That's one place I feel like it's really important. Like, we don't have to figure out what everyone bought and then like figure out exactly how much everyone owes. I feel like that's kind of tedious sometimes. So I try to be generous when it comes to sharing experiences. Yeah, definitely.
Right. Especially if like, I'm sure we've talked about this on the show and my view has kind of changed. I mean, if you're going out with somebody, you know, a group of people frequently, like especially then, you know, you want to be generous and either maybe take turns paying or something like that.
Yeah, I think so too. And it always evens out in the end. At least that's the way I like to think of it. You know, I don't want to just like be a bean counter and be like, oh, you paid last time, I should pay this time. I think in any good relationship, whether it's a friendship or a relationship, that's going to happen naturally. People are going to remember, oh, this person paid last time, maybe I should pay this time. So I'm generous in that sense, but I don't like buy a ton of gifts for people just because I don't have the love language of gift giving. So I don't think of doing that. Do you, Michelle? Are you a gift giver, like a random gift giver?
Well, so, you know what? It's funny. I kind of learned some of it from Dan. Like, Dan will do things like that. Like, he'll say, oh, let's pay for dinner for this person. Or let's, and he'll say, he'll like randomly buy a gift for a family member. Like, he'll see something he'll think my brother will like, and he'll just order it and send it to him just for no good reason other than he thought he'd like it, or he to, you know, family members. So, I mean, that's awesome. And I've kind of learned that. So the other day, I was showing a video of a toy that my son likes, and my sister-in-law commented, oh, that looks like so much fun. What's it called? And I found it on Amazon and I sent it to her because, you know, you learn those kinds of things, and it did feel good, like just a tiny thing.
That's interesting. Yeah, I like that. That's good. Yeah. That's interesting. So it just depends on how we like to receive love is how we give love. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I'm best at using words for my love language.
Words of affirmation. Words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation. Yes. So I'm good at doing that. And of course, I like to hear it. But yeah, I don't know. I've never thought about like what my specific language is. What about you?
I've thought about my like love language. Yeah, for sure. Because there's a book. I think we've talked about it on this show before.
I'm sure we have.
Just to think about what. Yeah, for me, it's physical touch and words of affirmation. So, but other people, it's weird because if they have a certain love language, they try to give love in that way, but that's not what speaks to you necessarily, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to kind of learn your partner's love language, like what they need. So you think it's one thing. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
It's a whole big topic. But exactly. But I love it. But yeah, this language of, you know, like, so generosity. I mean, we can be generous with a lot of things. It doesn't necessarily have to be money, right? We can be generous with our time.
Sure.
We can be generous with money. We can be generous with possessions. Like, oh, you, like you can borrow my this if somebody, you know, like, or maybe letting someone borrow a book or things like that.
That's a good point, Michelle. It's not just money. I mean, time is something that's almost, for a lot of people, it's more scarce than money. So it's even more, it means more when you give someone their time, your time, than your money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So yeah, so guys, we're going to talk about generosity today and a few expressions and words that deal with this generosity and kindness. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, Lindsay, what do we want to tell our listeners?
Oh my gosh, we have a little gift for you guys, a chance to get your fluency score. So a lot of people are taking this quiz, getting their fluency score, finding out if they're at 50% fluency, 65% fluency, or 80% fluency, and then you know exactly what to do. You'll get invited to a free web class to join us and to learn starting at your level. That's the key. So take the quiz now. Go to allersenglish.com/fluency score, one word together, and opt in for that quiz. Get your fluency score, guys.
Definitely, definitely. All right. So let's talk about generosity and some expressions here. So I love this one, Lindsay. What's the first one?
The shirt off one's back. So common, so idiomatic and typical. Right, Michelle? Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, this one is like the extreme generosity, right?
Yeah.
So it can be used to describe how someone acts in terms of being generous, or, you know, you can use it to talk to someone about something you'll do for them. And it's not necessarily about actually giving an actual shirt. Right, yeah. Lindsay?
No, hopefully not. Maybe at one point it was when the idiom started. But yeah, I hear this a lot when people are talking about someone else. Like, oh, he's such a great guy. He'd give you the shirt off his back. That's the way I hear it the most.
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about like a formal donation either. I mean, we can talk more about that another time. But this is just like a generous personality. So like you said, he said he'd give you the shirt off his back. Or if I was talking to, like, you know, my family member, I could say, oh, you know, I'd give you the shirt off my back, but it's important you learn to do it on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. You could say that too, for sure. Yeah, that makes sense. So just someone who's just very generous. Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or what's something else that you can say if you are being showing that you're generous?
I mean, you could say just something like, I'd do anything for you. Right. Mm-hmm. You do anything for someone.
Right. Yeah. Somebody would do anything for someone. Right. Exactly. Like, remember, I'd do anything for you. Call me if you need me.
Yeah. And this is reserved definitely for close family and friends, I think. Right.
Yeah, I think it'd almost be very weird to, like,
you're not going to say,
I mean, like, no offense, Lindsay, but if I said it to you, you'd probably be like, what are you doing? Like, okay.
No, colleagues, no, acquaintances, no, you know, teachers or bosses, no, like this.
It would just be way too much.
Way weird. This is just reserved for your partner, maybe your parents, your siblings, your best friends. Okay.
Right. And this last one, I love this. This is a word to describe a generous person. Lindsay, what is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he has a really giving nature.
Yeah.
This idea.
Giving.
So here's a sentence. He has a really giving nature. That's why people like him so much. He's very nice.
Right. Or you could say, like, use it kind of in another way. You could say, for such a giving person, he never seems to have time for us anymore.
Ooh, that's a jab. That's a jab.
Ooh. Ouch.
Yeah, for sure. Those are good ways to describe someone who's generous, though.
Right. Or that you can use if you're going to talk about being generous. We kind of have both here. So, I mean, Lindsay, I mean, can you think of anybody in your head who's, like, extremely generous, or, you know, with time, money, whatever it is? And what makes them generous?
Yeah, for sure. I know someone who is... I think this person that I know tends to think about what people in her life need before they even realize they need it, and she'll get it. Like, this comes in the form of actually gifts, even though her love language is not necessarily receiving gifts. It's kind of interesting. So she'll notice, oh, you need something, I'll order, then she'll order it off Amazon. Just like, you need a new sweatshirt. So she'll just order it and it'll show up.
So that's the best.
That's the best because you don't know you need something. And then you're like, I did need that. Great.
Well, that's also like how, you know, the best gifts, like when you are actually giving someone a gift, the best gift is the gift that you would never buy yourself. Right. Yes. But you, you know, so like I got actually a Fitbit for Valentine's Day.
Oh,
and
cool.
I never would have thought to buy it for myself. Like, but, you know, Dan got it for me and I was like, oh, like I didn't even think about that. But awesome. Yeah. Like, yeah, that does kind of go with some of the stuff I've been trying to work on now. And so those are the best gifts.
Very thoughtful. And you said you've been exercising more now. So it sounds like it's really getting you moving. That's awesome.
It is. It's getting me moving.
That's awesome.
I try not to be too obsessive about it, though. Like, I take it off for part of the day. And I always joke that... the Fitbit must think that I died.
Like, yeah.
Because all of a sudden I'll just like totally drop off, no heart rate, like nothing. And like, then I'll put it on like hours later, like, or to sleep, which is the funny part. And it's like, okay, she's okay.
She's still alive. Her heart's still beating.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, whatever like gets you going, right? That's kind of, that's interesting. So that Dan put all those things together, right? And then he's like, oh, the next step makes sense to get a Fitbit. That's cool. What is your fluency score? Is it 50, 65, or 80%? Find out with our free quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score and get the resources you need for your level. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score for the free quiz. See you there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. And actually, that... Okay, fine. Really fast, I'll tell you, because it goes along with something we've been talking about recently about surprises.
Okay.
So, and how I always figure out what he's going to get me. So I saw in his phone, it said, get Michelle Fitbit.
Oh, no.
And then he said, I pretended I didn't see it. And I saw it in, like he said, don't look at our Amazon, you know, cart. So I really tried not to look at it. And then it comes and he brings it in and it's in like, it's in one of their gift bags and it looks like it's in the shape of a bottle of wine. And I was like, what? I was like, oh, I guess I was wrong. And in my, and I was kind of like, oh, like I loved the Fitbit idea. Like, oh, I wonder what it is. And I said to him, I was like, oh, I thought you were getting me a Fitbit. Like I wanted, like this couldn't be a Fitbit. I wonder what it is. And then he opened it. It was a Fitbit just in like this weird.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So, yeah. With the sharing Amazon carts. Ooh,
oh,
dangerous.
Yeah. That's
dangerous.
It is. It is. So anyway, I just wanted to share that story. But let's talk about, I mean, the other side. I mean, sometimes people are too generous. I mean, Lindsay, do you think somebody can be too generous to the point where it's like bad for them or for other people too?
Yeah, I think there's a line that you can cross, right? Where it's not healthy for that person, or you can tell it's coming from the wrong place. Maybe a sense of they're feeling like they lack something, so they have to be generous or it creates some kind of weird power thing between the two people. There's a lot of ways that generosity can go wrong if it's kind of used in the wrong way, I guess.
Or I think sometimes with parents and children, if they give too much and the children like don't learn as, you know, to be as self-sufficient.
For sure. We call that boomerang kids, right? I mean, that's something that we could do another episode on, Michelle. I actually just watched over the weekend a movie, what was it called, with Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker. You should probably know this movie.
I know the movie. I've never seen it.
Okay.
But all of a sudden,
Is
it called Failure to Launch?
Yes. And that was exactly it. He was a 35-year-old man living at home, totally happy, just never like felt like he wanted to leave. But there was an issue that happened. Like, you'll find out if you watch the movie. There's a reason he was at home. But anyways, that's what it
was about. I never watched it, but that's funny. Like, you think I'm like some sort of like romantic
wizard.
Comedy.
You're a wizard when it comes to 90s.
Yeah, really. Rom-com. Like, I don't even watch them, but I do remember that being that's so funny. So, but you could say generous to a fault, right?
Yes.
So, to a fault means that it's so much that it's bad, right? So, we could do a follow up on this expression, but someone who's overly generous, like, oh, she's generous to a fault, which means she never pays attention to her own well being.
Yeah, I think we should do another episode just on this to a fault. Yeah. Expression, because there's a lot of other, I mean, we could go in other directions, guys, other things you can say, you know, friendly Absolutely. To a fault, all these things you could do. But today we'll focus just on generous, but that's a really good expression, to a fault.
To a fault. So, Lindsay, we want to direct our listeners. We also have, where we discussed this idea a little bit. It was episode 1382. We discussed some similar ideas about, is it bad to be selfish? Plus three self-centered English vocabulary words. So some of the same themes on this one. So listen to that as well. But let's do a role play.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Here we go. So here we are, sisters, and we are talking about our family. Oh, boy. All Always right. a loaded topic, right?
Yes. All right. Here we go. Lindsay, so are you going to ask Uncle Bill to take you to the airport?
You think he'd do it?
Oh, for sure. You know he'd give you the shirt off his back if you needed it.
That's true. Okay, I'll ask. He's so giving. I'm sure he'd help me out.
Yeah, just make sure you really tell him it's okay if he can't. I mean, sometimes he's generous to a fault, so I feel like he'd cancel an important meeting or something. So, you know, just be clear about that.
You're right. He'd do anything for us. I know that. Wow, nice uncle. Jeez.
I know. Uncle Bill.
So what do we use here, Michelle? We said, so the first thing you said, for sure, you know he'd give you the shirt off his back, right? And again, that makes sense for an uncle, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you said he's so giving, right? So generous.
Mm-hmm. So giving. And then you said sometimes he's generous to a fault. So in a way that becomes bad. And we'll come back to that expression in another episode, guys. Make sure you follow All Ears English. Keep listening. You'll get it eventually.
And then you said he'd do anything for us. I know that. So yeah, all these expressions about generosity today.
Awesome. So good. So good. Guys, and go before we wrap up today, let you know what the takeaway is. I want to remind you to get your fluency score, because these words would make you fluent, but you need to know where you're starting from. Are you 50% fluency, you know, 65% or 80%? So go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score to take our quiz. Michelle, what is the takeaway? What should we leave our listeners with?
Yeah, we gave you a lot of words and expressions to describe generous personalities, whether they're good or bad, right? We talked about this idea of, you know, how you can be generous, right? I mean, this is a really good conversation topic as well. So, and it makes me wonder, like, how is generosity viewed in other cultures? Like, what is it to be generous? Can you be too generous? So definitely let us know.
That's a great question. We didn't quite touch on culture, but we could have, right? Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, there's a whole another area we could dive into here. Guys, let us know in your culture. Yeah, what is it? Is it good to be generous? Is it not? Let us know all this stuff on the blog. This is episode, what is it, Michelle? Is it 1562? 1559. Come back to the blog, leave some comments there, and chat with us. Okay, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today.
All right, Lindsay, this was fun.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.